Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I'm going to use this first podcast to introduce you to some of the sounds and other things that you might hear in the background as I do these. When I first started, or I first thought about doing podcasts, actually background noise was my major concern, but it didn't turn out to be my major problem so far. My first problem, and perhaps like a lot of people who live by themselves, my first problem was that the idea of recording bothered me. Granted, I had recorded the entire audio version of my novel Getting Fixed, but that's different than a conversational tone. And I think this is probably more of a problem with those of us who are anal and also those who live alone. Because when you live alone, one of the big fears, and particularly if you live alone with a bunch of animals, is that you're going to lose your mind. And, of course, the first sign of that would be talking to yourself. Some would say talking to yourself and getting answers, but I totally disagree with that. I think talking to yourself and not getting answers is even more difficult. So, for example, right now as I'm talking, I'm sort of walking around the room to get over my fears of impending insanity by looking at various pictures that are hanging on my wall. And to tell you the truth, I'm not getting much reinforcement from them. I looked down at Bibi, the deaf corgi, and she was looking at me somewhat worriedly before, but now she's sort of starting to go to sleep. Fricka, my Shih Tzu mix, is on my chair by the computer, and she's asleep. Her son Ollie is on the big poofy thing under the desk, and he periodically looks up at me, somewhat as if to say, oh God, she really has gone around to bend this time. So not at all a reinforcing type of environment in which to say anything meaningful. And yet, there are things that I want to say. There are books that I have read, articles I've read, just little things, little snippets here and there, little news items that trigger something. And I want to discuss it. And it seemed to me that this would be one way to do it. But what I'm going to try to do in this podcast is to just familiarize you with some of the noises you're likely to hear in the background. Jangling dog licenses and tags will be a big one. My office is on the second floor of my house. My house is old. There is a steep pair of stairs that comes up to the office. Periodically, you might hear dogs run up and down the stairs. Oh, heck, why am I describing this? I'm doing a podcast. I'll go and record those sounds so you can hear them. That was the sound of my canary Hertz singing. I'm hiding here in the bathroom and holding the recorder toward him because if I stepped out and pointed it at him, he wouldn't sing anymore. But you might hear that in the background, or rather you might hear him in the background. Would you like to hear a little more? I think he's beautiful. Just like kids, as soon as you point the recorder at them, they stop talking. I don't know if you'll hear this. I'm downstairs now, by the way. That's where the bird is. Would you like to hear the sound of my aquarium pump? The way I figure it, the more sounds I get you used to, the less I'll have to worry about eliminating and editing out when I do the podcast, and that'll make it easier for me. I guess the next thing I should do is call the dogs. Frick, Ollie, come. So you can hear what it sounds like when they come down the stairs. Problem is, they're not coming down the stairs. They're standing at the top of the stairs. Come on, Ollie. Come. Come on. All right. Good doggos. Yes. So that's, you can hear the jangling of their collars as they go down the stairs. And now, I just happened to pick up a box of organic dog treats, and I'm going to carry them up the stairs so I know the dogs will go with me. And then you can hear the dogs coming up the stairs too. But you haven't heard Bibi. Bibi doesn't go up and down the stairs because she's unable to. Her coordination isn't that good, and she's very, very long, and her legs are very, very short. So I have to carry her up and down. And so a lot of times she doesn't hear them coming up and down the stairs. But eventually you'll hear her, and I'll mention it, because she has a deaf dog bark, which is enough to make your hair stand on edge. But I think those are the pretty basic sounds you'll hear. You might
hear
my neighbor's dog having a fit, but I doubt it. Or let's say I hope not. Most of the time he barks in the middle of the night, particularly when there's a full moon. I don't know whether that's because he sees more things to bark at there or if he's just loony. But I think I've pretty much covered the sounds you're likely to hear. Right now the dogs are staring at me because I used this box of biscuits to get them up here. Here's one for you. Here's one for you. Now they've taken them. I thought you'd like to hear the dogs chewing biscuits. I don't know why. It's just that I'm so thrilled that I was actually able to get them doing something on this tape. Phone hasn't rung. You might hear me putting my cup down. But that's going to be about it for background. Oh, there you go. You can hear Frick yelling at her son, growling at her son when he tries to get her biscuit. Here's BB, and now she's going to get hers. And she'll go back to sleep, or she may just growl at Ollie. So there you have it, my first foray into podcasting, complete with sound effects, so you'll know what to expect the next time. And the next time, I guarantee you, we're going to talk about something meaningful, funny, maybe scary, maybe horrible, who knows. But one thing for sure, it will have something to do with humans and animals and where we are, where we've been, and where we're going.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.